From the dead center of forgotten America and the greatest state in the Union, Michigan, this is the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Friday, May 31st, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, Enbridge tells the state they can get the tunnel built under the Straits of Mackinac a lot faster than they thought before. Meanwhile, AG Dana Nessel says she may just shut it down anyway. Two, the USMCA is sitting on hold and the Democrats don't seem inclined to do much about it, even though it could mean so much to people in our state and others. What are your senators doing? What are your members of Congress doing? Not much. And now the tariffs. Plus, number one, Governor Whitmer signs auto reform. It is a major step in the years-long battle over insurance rates in Michigan. What will it mean? Is it really the windfall for Michigan residents that you've been told it would be? But it came after decades of debate over the 1970s auto insurance law. The Republican House and Senate came together with the governor's office to craft a deal that they say will lower Michigan's highest in the nation auto insurance rates. That is yet to be seen. We'll see where that goes, but that is yet to be seen if it will actually bring us down to not being the highest in the nation. And if so, how far down will it bring us? The law ends the state's unique requirement that motorists purchase auto insurance policies that guarantee uncapped lifetime medical benefits in the event of catastrophic crash injuries. PIP, it's called. Personal Injury Protection. Now insurers will be able to sell reduced coverage policies, but will be required to reduce medical premiums for 8 years. Drivers won't see rate relief for at least another 13 months because changes in the 120-page bill are phased in. 120 pages. The entire New Deal was 22 pages. Think about that. The entire New Deal. 22 pages. Noting the irony of signing a car insurance law in the one place you can't drive a car, that was, of course, Mackinac Island. And that was the governor making a joke. She said, in the one place you can't drive a car, here I am signing a bill that affects drivers. People of this state don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, she said. They just want us to fix the problems. Roads will be next on the horizon for the governor, for sure. Now, this plan creates a system that is tiered. There'll be a schedule for medical providers, caps on rates and different things. Insurers cannot base rates on zip codes anymore. They can still use territories as a factor to set rates based on geographic designations like census tracts. Those are generally smaller areas, typically about 4,000 people. We'll see how that all plays out, and we'll keep an eye on it for you. Nobody that we have asked have been definitively able to say, here's an example of the kind of savings you're going to see. And if we don't see big savings, we, the people of Michigan, the drivers of Michigan, I'm guessing that by the time we get to the polls at the end of 2020, unless the savings are significant, this may not be the great bill and the great accomplishment some see it to be today. I have to wait and see what the benefit truly is to motorists, to the state, to the taxpayers. Meanwhile, Enbridge, speaking of Mackinac, Enbridge, the giant energy corporation that runs Line 5, Line 5 being the controversial energy pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac that has been in operation for more than six decades, they say they can have the fix in place by 2024. Enbridge, as you know, has offered $500 million to build a tunnel that would sit 100 feet beneath the Straits of Mackinac, and that all energy going back and forth between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula could be run through that pipeline, eliminating the fear of anchor strikes, because Line 5 sits on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. They want to go 100 feet deeper than that to build this tunnel, and now a five-year timeline was put together. It was originally the earliest date when Enbridge first signed an agreement to build the tunnel with former Governor Rick Snyder at the end of 2018. But Enbridge, in a recent letter to Governor Whitmer, committed to 2024 as a deadline. So they want to go on the very short end of the range and get it done. Part of this might have to do with Attorney General Dana Nessel, who says unless there's a deal made soon, she might shut Line 5 down altogether. Despite the fact that Line 5 doesn't leak, despite the fact there have been no problems with Line 5 to date, despite the fact that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan relies almost solely on Line 5 to get propane to the residents of the Upper Peninsula so they can heat their homes in the winter. Nobody uses more propane than the state of Michigan. Those in the UP almost exclusively use propane to heat their homes in the winter, and the Attorney General said she might shut the pipeline down anyway. Sorry about your luck in the UP, but, you know, the Attorney General doesn't seem to care much about that. Now, the company, Enbridge, estimating it could bore and build the tunnel at around 40 feet a day over a two-year period, starting sometime in 2021, finishing sometime 2 years later, 24 months later. And then it could be commissioned in the first half of 2024. We'll see where this takes us. We'll see where this takes us. Hey, let's go to the hotline. Why not? 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. I've got Steve checking in from South Lyon on the auto insurance change. And if you want to check in today, it's free for all Friday. Why not? 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline. And you can be heard as well. Steve, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. A thought just crossed my mind. You know, they're talking about reducing the cost because you're going to cover your health insurance with what you've got from your employer, which will mean that the cost of your policy will go up if you lose your employment, right, when you don't need increased costs.
That's a good point you've made. That's something that I had not considered, because if the employer is offsetting and provides to you insurance that covers hospitalization based on a car accident, right? I think you're right. I think you've hit it here. And here's the other thing that critics have said, that it'll have Medicaid will pick up a good portion of the difference as well, meaning we've transferred the cost from you paying it on auto insurance to the taxes you pay to cover Medicaid.
Exactly.
So there you go. I, like I say, a lot yet to be seen on this one. Stephen, thank you for checking in. Thank you for listening in South Lyon today. Greatly appreciate that.
You betcha.
All right there. Here's a good story to end this portion here. And I tip my hat to State Police Sergeant Joe Richards. He's in the Alpena Post. State Police Sergeant Joe Richards with Alpena's Post on patrol Friday, and he saw a toddler toddling down the road and a dump truck bearing down on her. No kidding. So Richards acted quickly, managed to pick her up seconds before the dump truck passed the spot where she was wandering along, saved her life. Dump truck locked its brakes in an attempt to avoid the girl. If not for Sergeant Richards' quick action, this incident would have ended much differently. So there's our good guy of the week. Sergeant Joe Richards of the Michigan State Police, thank you for doing what you do every day. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.